DJW Mobile.
With you.
How are you?
You. Missing that 70 degree weather we had, almost 75. Still's better than being freezing, so doing well, thank you.
I'm getting used to this nice weather. Hope it lasts. I know we've got to have one more cold one, though, before it's all over.
Last year we had a late cold one that took out a lot of things that were blooming. Hopefully no March freezes, but we've had snow in March, so who knows what happened.
True. That's one of the things the peach farmers really keep a close eye on. I know out in California, in the vineyards, they have engines with propellers on them. When that happens to them, they fire those things up and they blow all the moisture away. So that kind of reduces the tendency to do harm.
Well, that's an innovative approach. I've seen smudge pots. I've heard of that, but that's neat. Yeah, Chris Justice is cute. Always after his father's orchard, trying to protect it and worried about it. But that's their livelihood. I can understand. Their income's based on the weather, and that's a tough way to go.
Cool. I mean, you see a V8 engine with a big fan attached to it, and it's on a pivot, so it spins around 360 degrees. Like a weather, it's kind of like a windmill with a V8 attached to it, and it's not using the wind to turn it into energy. It's making wind. Pretty good idea. First time I ever saw it. That's in Napa Valley, California.
Yeah, that's a neat novel approach. Yeah, no frost would settle on that and keep it stirred up. And it makes sense. It's pretty neat when you thought of that. Never have seen it. Have to Google it and take a look at YouTube of it. It sounds neat. W4FCM.
I think that's how I figured out what was going on. I think when we got back to our room, we took the Napa Valley wine train to do wine tasting. And when we got back to the room, I Googled it to figure out what is that? What's going on here?
Yeah, I have seen a picture of it. It looks neat. Are you retired, Dave, or are you still working?
I'm not officially retired. I won't officially retire until November of this year. So I'm just kind of like coasting in between jobs. I'm not going back to work for, I'm being really picky about what I go back to work for, if I go back to work. And if November beats it, if I don't find anything good before then I'll retire.
There we go. Yeah, I thought you were really young to retire, but yeah, I did fourth grade at the university and then put my time in, retired. So now it's grandchildren and chickens and gardening. Can't wait to plant the garden. It's always fun. Did it too early one year, probably had $30 worth of tomatoes. Went out, they were brown and dead as could be. I learned to wait till the ground gets warm.
How to do that. There's a lot of things that I didn't do. My excuse was always I'm working. Now I don't have that excuse, so now I'm starting to say, hey, you know, when I think, well, now that'd take too long, I'm thinking, well, no, it wouldn't take too long because I got tons of time.
It's fun. We actually grow dozens and dozens and dozens of tomatoes and okra. All we can eat for the year, we freeze it in Blue Lake beans, bush beans. I mean, really won't believe it does just quartz, freezer bags full of Blue Lake bush beans and okra and tomatoes. We have the island and the counter just filled with tomatoes, given to neighbors, children, but there's nothing like that first tomato sandwich that comes in. That's always sort of a milestone.
The reasons I would do that is because of tomato sandwiches. One slice of tomato that makes a whole sandwich, and nothing better than those tomatoes that come out of the bright sunshine and go onto the tomato sandwich.
That's the way to do it. You're right. And we enjoy picking the cherry tomatoes right in the garden and eating them, and the grandchildren do too. So between Better Boy, Early Girl, and cherry tomatoes, that supplies us and neighbors all we can eat for the year. We freeze them. They get hard as a rock and use them in soup all winter. So, it doesn't take a big space, actually, to grow all you can eat for the year.
Hey, W, I know my mom used to do that. She had a little patch in the backyard. And in the springtime, she'd have me turn it, with the tiller. And that's all I had to do, is just turn it all up one time. During the year, she weeded it and planted it and harvested it. She did all the work. She just had me do the heavy lifting one time a year. That was kind of fun.
Good memories there. Yeah, my neighbor's got a rear tine tiller. I was 48. You probably know the story. I'm 48 with a 48, teaching my class without a stroke. Let me have no use of my left arm, which is not a big deal at all. Got a good right arm, just a little more right-handed. So he does it with his rear time tiller, and I put in a whole chicken mipple of manure 1 year, and he worked that in, so it is really, really rich.
So 3 years ago, I got a vertical time tiller. It's like a two-wheel tractor, and its tiller blades are like a mixer, like a cake mixer. They go down in the ground. Instead of going parallel to the ground, they go down in the ground, and it churns up the dirt that way. It does a really good job. It's slow. But boy, when it gets to the other side, it is, that dirt is like powder. It messed up all the clods and everything. So I used that for a while a few years ago when I bought it. I haven't used it in a couple of years, but I'm thinking it's going to be, once I clear me a patch, it's going to be time to start using that thing again.
Yeah, the front time tillers are working to death, bouncing, but the rear time, once they dig in, just a matter of steering it. They dig, this tiller goes down the whole length of the blade, probably 14 inches in the ground, just sits there and just basically steer it. It's a very little effort after it gets planted deep in the ground. He does it horizontal, then vertical, east, west, and north, south. And by the time it's done, you go out and just take a shovel with your hand, one big swoop. And go get a garden in Dave, you'll enjoy. They're fun and really fun to watch you grow and pick it. W4FCM.
To that. I'm looking forward to the harvesting too. We used to go over to my grandfather's house to live over in Easley, and he had strawberry patch, and he had Tommy Toe tomatoes, those little round ball tomatoes, and we used to do, like you were saying, pick those right out of the garden and eat them, or pick a bowl of them and go in the house and put milk and sugar on them and eat them right out of the bowl.
I never heard of that, but that sounds good. Yeah, I never heard that name either. Yeah, that's what I do. Just probably 10 plants of the cherry tomatoes. And they're prolific. They just produce. Hey, make me anxious. Won't be long. I was at the feed and seed store day before yesterday getting chicken food, and she was saying, people are asking, when can I plant? So look forward to it myself. A lot of fun. And the grandkids just enjoy. Well, they don't stomp and trample down. They pick and eat. W4FCM.
How many chickens do you have?
I have 5 now. That's for my running business. That's enough. Grandkids named them all. Goldilocks, Oreo, and it's an experience for me. He said, Papa, chicken's been egg out of his mouth. My daughter said, Dad, tell him to come out of his butt. I said, no. So he's out there watching one day and saw her squatting. And they come out, and I put it against his cheek, it was hot. He said, cool, Papa, that's a lot like pooping. Ash and men, don't overthink it. And he blurted the egg, they coughed him up.
Chickens, a long time. Well, I had a whole bunch, I had like 70 of them. That's a lot of chickens. And that's a lot of eggs. That's old eggs. But I lived on Highway 290. And early one morning, there was a line of dump trucks that were coming down from Sandy Platt, from the rock quarry up there and going toward Greer. And my chickens happened to be crossing the road about the same time they came through. And boy, there was, they thinned them out by about 50%, lost about half my chickens. And after that, I said, okay, that's enough of this. No more chickens.
Wow, what a story. That's terrible. That's a lot of chickens. I can't imagine cleaning the pen out. That work in a desk just keeping the pen clean. Yeah, 5, you won't believe how much that poops it up after cleaning. Yeah, we're getting, well, winter we didn't get eggs. Now we're getting usually 3 to 5 a day. So we give them to the neighbors, and they love them. They just can't. They won't buy a Walmart egg now. They wait for mine. I put them in my cargo jeans and walked to the house, and 1 year I felt mine. I knew what it was. Egg yolk running from my knee to my ankle. I forgot to tell my wife about it. I put them in my pants in the dirty clothes for a hot day. 2 days later, what is that smell? So I'm more careful coming to the house with a pocket full of eggs now. With 50, I can't imagine that's a chicken farmer.
Time ago. Well, I just pulled in here over where Gene and I are going to be putting up an antenna today, so I got to get out. I see the crew is, they're already here. They're 10 minutes early. I thought I'd be 10 minutes early. They're earlier than 10 minutes earlier. Good, nice talking to you, Fred. I got to get out and go to work here. It looks like I might be a little bit late. W4FCM, W4DJW.
Hey, Dave, enjoy antenna raising. Sounds fun. W4FCM sign. Nice talking to you. RTG.
RTG, can I get a signal report?
FTKI4.
4DTY. I can hear you, but there's definitely some static.
And I'm up for it in Marion, North Carolina.
Yeah, I'm I'm in Greenville near the North Greenville University side. No, you're definitely hitting the repeater. I can make you out, but you're definitely down in the static, but you are readable.
I'm on a Eureka right. We're about 60 feet in the air, and talking on a ICOM
V8000. I'm not sure how well I'm hitting the repeater either where I'm at, but where did you say you're transmitting from?
Marion, North Carolina.
Yep, I'm actually headed over to Penrose, North Carolina. You're definitely hitting it. So a lot of good, nice people on this repeater. So definitely hit it up. But you're definitely in the noise. So I think you said you're, what, 60 feet up?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm about 60 feet up with a little old Ringo Ranger.
Ham Radio University, I joined last year. Actually headed up to Penrose to help a buddy put up his antenna.
That's pretty cool. Well, I appreciate the signal report. You have a good day. I'll give you a 73. This is KO4RTG.
KO4RTG, this is KI4DTY, good QSO, and 73 to you, sir. Have a good day.
Dude, Google search and see if that's east or western China, or if it's in the middle or where it is. I'm just curious how he's getting out, because if that's far western China, I can see that, you know, because that's over there kind of towards the Middle East. But anyhow, just curious what section, because China's kind of a big place.
It looks like he's kind of almost in the middle of the country. Looking at the map here, he's directly north of North Korea. I'm sure about that's several hundred miles, but like the only city I recognize is Beijing, and he looks like he's halfway across the country at a 45-degree angle north, in other words, northeast from Beijing. That helps you any.
What's the real name of it? I've never really known. Oh, well. So what are you out and about up in town doing today?
I've been awake since 1:30. I've been up since about 3:30. I've been doing FTA, and I'm setting up Logbook of the World right now. Is there any way I can transfer all my contacts from QRZ or the N3 JDP software to Logbook of the World?
N3FJP to Logbook of the World, yes, there is a link. And, let's see. In the settings in N3FJP, there is a path that you can set up to send it over there. I'm trying to remember. I did mine about a year and a half ago. Shoot. Now, you do have your JT alert set up to where it sends your FTA over to your N3FJP, right?
KB4CBA. Yeah, it automatically, as soon as we finish our contact, it pops up. You know, when it's at 73, it pops up on the screen. I just have to click OK, and it automatically logs it in. So, yeah, OK. I think I've seen that on that software. I'm going to go and do that, because I certainly don't have to enter all these manually. It would take forever.
Okay, so you remember seeing that link over there in the N3FJP software, right?
It's up there at the top in one of the categories. I'll have to find it, but it won't take for the second. But once you said that rang a bell.
Ding, ding. There you go. Well, I'm headed over to the client field this morning. I don't know how long we're going to work, because it's already, if you look at the radar, it is supposedly already raining in Hendersonville.
Exciting, because I was going to play some tennis today.
It's going to rain very northern part of the county in South Carolina, and I doubt that it'll get down to Greenville. What time you going to play?
I'm really deciding, probably somewhere between 2 and 4. The guy I'm playing with was playing singles, and he he's a member of the sports club, but he didn't want to participate in February. He's too cold, so you can actually, you know, drop out for a month and not pay, and they won't charge you, but you can't come to the club, obviously. So we have to find another tennis court to play on.
Well, Well, at 2 or 3 o'clock, even 4 o'clock, you should be fine. We're not expecting any rain around that time. The high today is supposed to be around 3 or 4.
Something is cool. Alright, well, I'm on the, there's a thing up there at the top that says e-log, and then you, it's a drop-down menu, and it has LOTW, so I just have to fill in, sign in, and upload, and then, I guess I have to do the download side over there, too. Anyway, I'll figure it out.
There you go. I'm glad I can point you in the right direction, bud. Well, listen, I'm going to jump off here. I'm headed for the aeroport, the RC airport, and got to get some stuff done. So, anyhow, good luck with it. If you need any more help, just give me a holler. I'll talk to you later. 73. KN4, BWA, I'm clear.
Check that with me. I'm mumbling around out there. And good luck with the flying. We'll talk to you later, KB4CBA.
KN4BWA, what's happening, Dave?
Not too much. Just getting the coffee on this morning, getting the morning growl out of the throat, and getting ready for the day.
So, are you really, truly, officially semi-retired now?
Oh, semi. No, I'm still going to work. There's no problem. I'll explain all that, you know, when I talk to you on the phone, but I'm semi-retired. I'm not fully retired. I'm semi. I'm going to continue working to a certain point, doing my own thing, or, you know, if I can hook up with somebody else or whatever. And, you know, of course, Jimmy, of course. You know, we got a few things to do when he gets back from Florida next week.
Yep. All right. Well, good deal, bud. Well, I'll talk to you later. I'm pulling into the flying field as we speak. So, anyhow, you have a good day. KN4, BWA, clear.
All right, Steve, you have a great day. And I did settle on an antenna. I'm going to get the Diamond X200A. That's about the best bang for the buck. And I'm going to try and get the tallest antenna I can for now without having to, you know, weld it to the house, as it were. So it doesn't pick up too much wind. Have a fun day flying. KB2HXS. Be listening out.